Some nights I stay up, casting in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sherry's World. Happy Thursday. Hope everybody is having a great week so far. We are happy that you're here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about how we roll while we do the show. What we're going to do is I'm going to bring you on to the line, and I'll call out your area code. So, for example, I'll say 317, tell me your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about your weather. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and be able to give you whatever message the spirit has for you today. Now, do keep in mind that we are taking random callers, so if you don't get on the line with us, remember you can always join us next Thursday night, or, and I stress the or, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, S-H-A-R-I.org. You can book a read right there on her webpage, and you can get the read that you want right there as well. And that gets a little bit more in-depth as well. These mini reads will go about 5 minutes. So, So, if, you know, you get in there and get a read with her from her website, she can get deeper down into whatever spirit wants you to know. We do want to say that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. And with that being said, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
Hello. I tell you what, I started talking and started breathing. And it's like, I got a burp. And there was no stopping it.
Yeah, I do that too. That's why I have my phone right here, so I have my little mute button.
It's hard for me to mute when I'm right in the middle of the spiel. It's like, oh, hey, wait a minute.
Right.
It's better than crop dusting everybody, though, so I'm just saying.
Oh, God, that is so funny. That is so funny, man. I was thinking about that today. Whenever I want to laugh, I just think of that. And it just, that's how you raise your vibration, is think of something that makes you laugh. And that made me laugh. It makes me giggle every time I think of it. It was hysterical.
I tell you what, when I first had that back surgery and got back to work, I had to walk up this really long hall to get to the elevator to go up to where I worked. And when my discs blew out against my sciatic nerve, I was basically a paraplegic for like 2 or 3 days. They weren't quite sure if the feeling was going to come back or not, or if I was ever going to walk again. And as the legs started coming back, some of the other holding it in functions didn't work so well. So I'm walking up this hall with the wife, and we worked at the same place, and it started about a quarter of the way up the hall, and every time I took a step, it was all the way up the freaking hall. And I would sorry about that. It was hilarious.
Sometimes it just happens. We all do,
right?
It.
Oh, remind me to tell you the story, and I'm not going to tell this one on there because it's entirely too embarrassing, but the little nurse at the hospital when I was having problems in the hospital, and I guarantee you don't want to be drinking anything, and you want to potty before I tell you. It is a riot.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
I cannot wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
speaking
hilarious.
On the same terms, you know what? I'm so excited. Guess what I bought today?
What's that?
Potato masher. I've never had a potato masher in my life. Like
a
hand
masher?
Potato masher.
Or
like,
a mixer?
Yeah, like. No. It's like a thing you hold and you smash potatoes with it.
Oh, okay.
Is it called a potato smasher or masher?
Yeah, a masher, yeah.
Yeah, and the reason I bought that is because I made my own refried beans in my Instant Pot.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Yeah. And, oh, they are so good. But I didn't, and you're supposed to smash them up with a one of those potato mashers, and I didn't have one, so I bought one today. I'm so excited. But I've been eating those every day for lunch, like a whole cup of these refried beans. And I got to tell you, I can't do it tomorrow. My belly, I feel like the Buddha. You know, my belly is so blown up.
Bend over to pick something up off the floor or move something. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know how we got on this subject.
I don't know. We needed, well, I mean, it was pretty heavy before we got on air, so we needed to turn it around.
Yeah, we had to lighten it up because it was very heavy. We were talking about crossing over and death, and it was just sad in a way. So we, the way to raise spirit and the way that I can work better with people with spirit is to raise my vibration and do things that are fun. Even though that's a crazy subject that we talked about, but you know what? It's everybody does it. It's natural.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but I don't know. We're just, and so we're giving people a glimpse into our pre-shows. This is normally
right.
how our
right.
pre-shows talk.
Right. not generally about, you know, passing away and whatnot, but talking about farting. Yeah. That's
right.
generally the
yeah,
conversation we have.
Yeah, it's always something that's unacceptable to talk
right,
about on the
right.
air. So that's what we do. So it's just all fun.
Martin. Jeez, I tell you what. All right, no more fart talk. Let's go ahead and get into these calls. What do you say?
I say let's do it. I'm going to get my timer. I may
okay.
only do
now,
1 minute for each person. I don't know what I'm going to
well,
do. I may surprise
you,
everybody.
You say that, and Spirit will get working with you, and it'll be
I
7 minutes.
I'll be 25 minutes on
Come
the first
on.
Person, but I'm going to really
don't you
try.
Know. Right. So while Sherry's getting that squared away, I want to remind you that when we bring you onto the line, I'll call out your area code, ask you your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about your weather. That will let her get into your energy and be able to give you whatever reading that Spirit has for you. I do ask that you turn down all external speakers. You don't have us on speakerphone. You're in a quiet place so that the audio is clear between you and us, and so you can get a good, clear read without static and stuff in the background. So with that being said, we're going to go to our first caller, area code 480. What's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hey, this is Michael, and I'm in Las Vegas. And it is low 70s and partly cloudy today with a slight breeze.
Okay. Hi, Michael. As I get, yay. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm kind of scanning your energy. And I'd like to kind of throw this out just a bit. If people follow my show, and we do have a lot of people that follow me, a lot of my reads when I first start out, they seem very vague. And we kind of tap in on the same thing, but what it does is it gives you a taste of what I do. Because if you were to book or anybody were to book a read with me, the reads do get deeper the more time that I have. So just with throwing that out there. So let me just okay. So now we're starting back in and we're scanning your field. They love your smile. They're dropping down into your lower back area. We feel as if that you're really wanting to move forward a lot faster than what you are. There's a part of you that feels like you're getting restrained and things are kind of holding you back from moving forward as quickly as what you want. I feel like I'm almost at a horse race, and I feel like that you're a gambler. Do you like to take gambles? Do you like to kind of jump out there and are you a go-getter?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're showing me. You're a gambler. You're all in or nothing. And your team says that's fine. That's like the, they like that about you, but part of you that when it doesn't end well, then it really doesn't end well. They'd kind of like for it to be a little bit, where the teeter-totter is not tilted so far to one side or the other. They kind of like for it to be a little bit more to where it doesn't hurt as bad when you take these big jumps. Now, you're at a crossroads. They're showing me that you're going, getting ready to, you're trying to make a decision, go here or go there. I'm asking your team what it is that they're talking about. Are you in a lot of different business ventures?
That's the plan, because there's so many different directions that I can go with my sales background professionally, as well as my own gifts as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that they're saying is that they're telling me that you don't have to choose, that you can actually do both. There's a part of you that needs to be in a secured job where you have a security net. But there's also a part of you that's wanting to break off and do the more spiritual stuff because you're very gifted. The minute I said that, my hands tingle, and you're a healer, and you may not even know that yet. And you're also, your third eye is coming online. They're saying that you can do this maybe part-time. Do you do any kind of spiritual work?
Yeah, I'm in 2010, I opened up as a medium, and then have a great foundation, worked with a couple of good mentors, looking to even take it to the next level. I did some Hollywood stuff when I lived in California for a short bit. I mean, nothing crazy, but I mean, it's just cool to put on the resume, I guess. And then, you know, but it's never been consistent. I would get customers from LA people, and you know that, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's a feast or famine. Yes.
Yes.
I understand. Yeah. So this is why they said, we'd like for you right now, and it doesn't mean it's always going to be this way. We'd like for you, for your own security, because if you don't have that security, it's going to taint your spiritual work. So we'd like for you to have maybe a full-time job, security blanket, or a little bit part-time doesn't seem enough for you right now. We kind of like the full-time job is the real world, so to speak. Just like me, I own a cleaning business. And then I do this part-time. And then they do show me that you do this. Other alternative work. Now they're throwing me into a whole – boy, you're a little bit scattered here. They do show me you kind of doing – buddying up with maybe another individual and doing some of this other kind of work. But they want it to be fun. They don't want you to – get out there and think that I got to make a living at this. And another thing, thank you, Spirit. They would suggest, and you can do anything you want, kind of go back to almost to the beginning. And they want you to, we feel that you've been on this spiritual journey for quite some time. But they want you to kind of go back and revisit some of the very beginning things that you learned about your mediumship and your psychic abilities, because there are going to be some golden nuggets, and in those golden nuggets are going to be the way that you're going to find those missing pieces of the puzzle. You're missing pieces of the puzzle. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yep.
You're going to, if you go back to square one, go all the way back to where you're just starting out. Pretend like you're just starting out. You're going to learn how to do mediumship. You're going to learn how to do the psychic stuff. You're going to be very good at working with auras and seeing colors. And then eventually that is going to take you into the medical intuitive. Mm-hmm. Do you ever work with the medical intuitive?
It's funny because I was taught mediumship by a spiritualist reverend, and I had a couple little exercises in his class, and it was pretty interesting on the medical intuition, but nothing more of it.
Yes, they want you to go all the way back to the beginning, because when you revisit that, it is going to, open up a whole new floodgate for you. And then that is going to be part of the missing puzzles that you're working with. There's no cheating. There's no skipping grades here. It's a process, and it's a long process. I've been in it over 10 years. There's no jump, skip in school. And sometimes we have, and that's what they're talking about with you. So revisit it, get back into the medical intuitive, and the healing out of your hands is going to be very, very wonderful. And also, you're an animal communicator.
Yes. Awesome.
So with that being said, thank you. Wow, you're very gifted. You're very gifted.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And I am actually honored that you called to get a reading from me, to be honest. You're very gifted.
Well, thank you. And I've just kind of had it feels like a step back. Like I haven't dropped I call it dropping jaws. Like when you pull names and everything like that from, dead people and stuff. And people are just like, wait, how do you know that? I haven't had that experience pretty much since I moved to Las Vegas. And I'm thinking about, setting up to make another move at the end of the year somewhere else, because it just seems like, I don't know if it's too much energy here, but it's just, I haven't had any real extreme moments in my mediumship ever since I moved here.
Okay, so I'll tell you one more thing before we get on to our next person.
Yeah.
Beth, you better get used to that, because in this world, you see, I'll be like, wow, man, I'm good. I stung it. I brought in all these people and I did this and I did that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I'm a fake. I can't even talk to spirit.
Yeah.
When that happens, and that's kind of where you're a little bit at, what that is it's recalibrating. It's your team is working with you to adjust things, and they're working with you, and then they're bringing in new gifts. It can't always be good, good, good. We're going. You got to pull it back a bit, and then you have to be humbled, so to speak. Once you're humbled, when you're humbled, that's when the feminine, because the masculine will take over. You got to be humbled, then the masculine can come in, or the feminine, I'm sorry, the feminine can come in, and then that balances things back out, and then it gives spirit. It gets you to the point where you surrender, and that's what they want. That's what's working with you. So don't worry.
Yep.
You're perfect. You're on track, and everything's going to be great. I would love for you to contact me so I can get a reading from you one day. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. I'd be happy to do so. Absolutely.
Well,
I'll definitely email you.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So thank you
you're
for
welcome.
Calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. All right, we are on.
All right, Greg. I went way over, but I'm really going to do good this time.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that you have that that choice. I think it just comes and spirit won't let it go until they're done.
Spirit wouldn't let me come out of that one. So
right.
That's all right.
We're used to it. It's okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to push on to our next caller. They are used to it. Area code 330, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, this is Marie. I'm calling from Lower Michigan, and it's cloudy here. It's probably going to rain tonight. It's about 50 or so. Just starting to see the daffodils coming out of the ground.
Okay. Hi, Marie. I'm in your energy field.
Hi.
When you talk about a daffodil, well, your team says, look at you. You're just like one of those little beautiful flowers that are just starting to sprout. Whether you know it or not, you are ready. You better buckle your seatbelt because you're fixing to go on a wonderful journey here. You've been through a bumpy little road, maybe emotionally, and you're just, I almost feel like when I kind of get into your scan, your energy field, I feel like that. I feel like I'm skating on thin ice, but your team wants me to assure you that they want you to look for the future because they tell me that, you've got a lot of angels around you. I almost want to cry when I get into your energy. They're sending you healing all the way around you. My friend, and he's your friend. the Archangel Raphael is sending you emotional healing. I'm very drawn into maybe the mother's energy, and you really feel the pain of other people. Does this make sense?
Yes, completely.
And your team wants me to tell you that you are right on track. Even though you might feel like that you're drowning in quicksand and you're not going anywhere, I'm getting cold chills everywhere, and that is your team that is giving you hugs. You should be getting cold chills. If not, that's okay. And they said she probably isn't, because you have shut your heart down, because your heart can't take it anymore. You've been through a lot of pain. And
yes.
Not only your pain, you feel everybody else's. Is this correct?
Yes.
But they want me to assure you, don't give up hope. They said that flame is still burning bright for you. Wow. Wow. You know what? They're showing me, it's so funny. I love the way spirit runs each read together. I'm in horse racing with you again. They keep showing me horse races, but they said you're the horse that's going to come in first this time. And you're not used to that, are you? You're not used to coming in first.
No.
But you're going to. You're the one. So, wow, I'm getting cold chills everywhere, and they love that. You're going to be your whole mindset, because they're showing me just a little bit in the past to where you feel like you're Schleprock, and you're probably too young. Schleprock is this guy from the Flintstones that had this black cloud. Everywhere he went, it's like this black cloud over him. It's what they were showing me with you. And you felt like, oh, my God, am I jinxed? Do I have a curse on me? Well, you know, I try to do the right thing, but I just – does this make sense?
Yes.
And they're saying, uh-uh, you're coming out of that cloud. You're going to be the first place. People are going to be looking at you and think, oh, my God, I'm so jealous of her. You know what I mean? It's like normally you're like on the other end of that, but – it's like you don't even have to do anything. It just happens. So just sit back and wait for it. The universe, your angels, one thing on this earth you have to ask, and you have, put it out to your angels. You don't even have to know their name. Put it out to God, source, and you already have. I don't even know why I'm telling you this, because they're saying you already have. It's coming. It is coming. And it feels like it's so close to me that I wouldn't be surprised if something wonderful happens for you tomorrow. It's that close to me.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So
I can't wait to see what
you,
it is.
Yeah. So before you get up in the morning, say, I'm ready. Bring it on. What is my beautiful thing that Spirit is going to bring for me today? It's wow. You have been through a rough time, haven't you?
Yes, completely.
Mm-hmm. It feels like I am in a storm. And when I say I'm in a storm, it feels just to me like yesterday. But today and tomorrow, they said, it feels so close to me. Don't even worry about that. Let God,
okay.
Let the angels, let Spirit take it over, because those days are over for you. Oh, well, we don't want to get too crazy here. I'm not saying that from this point on your life is going to be perfect, because I think we both know I'm lying if I say that.
Oh, yeah. No. Right.
Because we come here to learn. Perfect. One thing, too, in sidebar, and then I'm going to get on to my next person. Your team would love it if you put a pen and a paper in your hand. You don't need to. We hate to tell anybody you need to do anything we say. We would suggest that you write down what you feel, whatever it is. If you have a question in your, because you have a lot of questions on which direction that you need to go, on like your next step, they said write the question down on a piece of paper, and then you sit there and you're stillness, to become friends with the stillness inside of you. Not only you, but everyone. You see, your head is so chaotic. It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to become friends with the stillness. Even if it's 2 minutes a day, you write you down a question, and then you sit there. And then when I say stillness with you, what takes you into your stillness, because I know you because I'm in your field, is water. Envision going into the center of the ocean. Boom. Now, when I say that, do you feel how it pulled you down?
Yes.
And when I say pulled you down, it grounded you, didn't it?
Yes.
Feel that? Go into
your
spot
on.
And then you think about getting pulled into the, because you communicate with whales, and so do I. You don't have to be swimming with a whale, because I'm not going to. Pretty sure you're not.
No.
We just envision it, you see, because you are a mermaid. You see, that's why you're so connected with the ocean. When you want to get into the stillness, envision you're in the center of the ocean. It takes you down. You write a question, and then you wait for the answer. Very simple. You have the power, not that I have power, but you think I have your power, you see. Quit giving your power away to me. You got all the power you need. And so does everybody else. You just got to figure out how to get there.
Yes. Thank you. I really appreciate this. Yes.
You're welcome. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And, you know, if you want to go a little bit deeper, you know how to get a hold of me, or I think you do. You go to psychicsherry.org. Yeah, and book a read, or you may not need to. You got a lot of information here, so you can do whatever you want to do. So
thank you.
I hope you
All right.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope it worked out for you.
Yes, very much.
Great. Thanks for calling. You have a good night, all right?
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now we're going to keep on rolling with this. I had a little call lined up. Where did it go? That is so weird. It was right there.
I've had some strange things happening. I love when strange things happen.
Hey, for real.
That means we jump in timelines.
Right. Area code 414. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, my name is Felicia, and I am calling from Tennessee, and it is cloudy, 70s, just a little gust of wind, not too bad.
Okay, hi, Felicia. I'm in your energy field here. Hi. I'm starting a timer there because I'm really good now. You're 3 for 3. Everybody's going to be proud of me. As you're talking, your team is telling me that a lot of times you say things, how do we say this? When you say things, a lot of times won't say what you mean if you think you might hurt somebody. But they're splitting me into two of you, kind of like. One side of Felicia can just belt it out and say everything, and it just, there's no filter. And one side tippy toes around saying maybe what needs to be said. Does this make sense? That's kind of the energy I'm getting from you.
Yes, but I'm working on one person to be one-sided, and that's just belt what needs to be said and let it go.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So one thing your team says, don't beat yourself up. This is just a school. We're just here to learn. You know what I mean? If you, everything that happens to you in your life, every single situation, all you have to do is ask yourself, did I learn something? If you learn something, woohoo, that's awesome, because you know what? If you learn something, then that tells me you're not going to have to experience it with another person. So that's all that matters here. You have a very hard shell that's built around you, and this comes from your daddy's ancestral line. Daddy was a hard one. Daddy could hold his emotions in. Wow, we go back 1, 2, 3, 4, a lot of generations here. You have a lot of masculine energy in you. You're a leader, and you don't like for people to push you around, so to speak. You're very good at standing your ground. I feel that if you had children, you have raised them by yourself. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I had children I didn't raise totally by myself. Their father was in the picture. He was in the picture.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. What did you just say?
I said yes, I had children, but I didn't totally raise them by myself. Their father is in the picture, so.
But you were like three-fourths of the way there. Like,
yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
What we're feeling, like, because your shoulders are very broad here. And
yes.
We love, when I get into the core of you, your core values are spot on. You don't want to make the mistakes I'm very drawn into your father's energy, I'm just going to say. Is your father here or on the other side?
Other side.
What is
He's
his
on the
first
other side.
Name?
Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
What's his first name? Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I feel that Jimmy started wanting to come through here just a bit. Thank you. And I feel that Jimmy is proud of you. He sent you a purple heart, which is funny.
Yes.
And purple hearts to me feels like we're in some sort of a service or something. But he's sending you a purple heart because he's proud of you, because you have accomplished what he couldn't do. There's something about him that he couldn't speak to his children like you do. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Speak to my siblings, yes. I understand what he's saying.
And he says, I love you. You are the glue. Do you know that? He's handing you a bottle of Elmer's glue. And he said, you're the glue that he wants you to keep you and the siblings together. Now, whether you don't really want that, but he says you've taken it. Do you have a brother?
I have several brothers, yes.
There's one brother in particular that Jimmy is speaking about, and he is in need.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, how do we say this? There's something mentally, I don't know if he is mentally challenged or if he is just struggling right now.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he wants for you and your other siblings to gather around and hold him, and not physically, but energetically, and help him out. Help him out. He's at a crossroads right now, and he's struggling. His heart is broken.
Okay.
He seems to be having some kind of physical ailments as well. And he's just going on. We can do this forever, Irene. Let's pull it back a bit. Because they're talking about his kids. Your dad, I love
yeah.
him. Your dad's like, oh, my God. He's like written all this stuff down. He says, does he have a daughter? Because he's worried about the daughter. I mean,
yeah.
This just goes on and on. And so your father just says, and again, he throws the purple heart. He says he's proud of you. He does come to you at nighttime. Do you realize that? Have you had dreams about Daddy?
I actually have, like, in my meditation state, because I listen to ocean music when I go to sleep, I can feel his presence.
Yeah, because he comes to you in that time. He comes to you and downloads what he wants you to do with your siblings and everybody else. Like, you're the one that he wants to hold the torch. You must be the most capable. Oh, but you do have a sister that's really smart?
Yeah, she drives me nuts, yes.
Because he goes, he's so funny, he goes, man, she's smart, but there's something about you, you're a little bit more compassionate.
Yes, I am.
And
she's not.
Yeah, and you're the chosen one, he says. You're the chosen one, whether you want to be or not. You're the one that you've got to hold this whole family together. You realize that, right?
I don't want to.
That's right. He says he doesn't care if you want to or not. He says you're the chosen one, okay? He keeps going.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
He says even if you have to do something once or twice a year, whether it be Christmas dinner and invite your family and your siblings, or whether it be Thanksgiving. He likes Christmas. He likes Easter too. But
well, my family, they'll
like
be up here in May.
Okay, perfect. So he likes to, at least he said, at least twice a year. Mm-hmm. And then he likes you for you to call. But keep it up, keep it up. Who's got the daughter that's very intuitive? Is this you? Somebody's got a daughter here, he's saying. The daughter, one of you, it's either you or your siblings, has a daughter that talks to him. Who is that?
My baby girl, I believe. My daughter, my baby daughter. Because she says she feels him. She just turned 30, by the way. Yeah, she says she feels him around her.
He talking to her. And he says he wants you to tell her she's spot on. He's coming through her. She's spot on.
Okay.
Continue what she's doing because she's spot on. So that's what he says. So, yay.
Okay.
Good for you, Daddy. What's his name? Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy, for coming through.
Jimmy.
He's very strong. And he loves flowers for you. And he says he would like for you to, even if you have to go, he's so funny. Oh, my God. He goes, even if you have to go in somebody else's yard and cut some flowers down or daffodils, he said, go cut them down and put them in your kitchen.
That's
so
that's
funny. That's funny. All right, so thank you, Jimmy, for coming through. So thank you, Felicia. Is that your name, Felicia?
Yes.
All right, well,
thank you
for calling in. You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed your read.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
All right, if you guys want some one-on-one time with Sherry, remember you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled Sherry.org. You can book a read right there on her landing page. We're going to push on to our next caller, area code 914. What's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine, and I'm calling from Colorado. And right now it's pretty hot and sunny.
Okay. Hi, Christine. I got to tell you, I'm a little distracted because I don't know which cat this is. Who is this? Jeff Klein. This is my cat, Jeffy, who doesn't like spirits, who just is beating the door down right when you came on the call, which tells me
Aww.
You have a very strong connection with animals. Do you know that?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. My little Jeffy, God love him. He's looking all around here because he's like, wowee. You're like Dr. Doolittle, he says. Now, it's so funny. This is so bizarre. I've never done this with anybody, ever. In my 10, 11 years of doing readings, I've never done this. Normally, I scan the body. I'm not even scanning your body. I'm going through my cat, Jeff, and he's giving me the messages. Here he comes again. Oh, and he's okay. This is so awesome. He's pulling me into your spine. The back feels a little bit weak here, and he wants to strengthen the back. And what he's telling me is that he would suggest that you do maybe some core strengthening exercises. Okay. And another
Absolutely.
Thing he's talking about, and he's talking about your third eye and your pineal gland. Oh, boy, he is crazied up on me right now. This is so weird. My Jeffy does not like to be around when I do spirit, and he won't get away from me. It's so weird. Your pineal gland is a little bit calcified. We're going to throw some things out here. One thing is to use toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride. Don't drink regular water. We would suggest spring water that you get on YouTube and download a – well, not download. It's free – on the pineal gland clearing. We're very drawn into the pineal gland. It's getting ready to open for you. I don't know what it is you've been doing, but you have been asking spirit or something to where you want answers and you're starting on a spiritual journey. Does this make sense?
Absolutely.
And this is one of the things. Thank you, Irene. I knew I was going to have somebody. This is so crazy. You're the one. Because they brought this to me before I even did the show. On the back of your neck, okay, if you go to the back of your head and go all the way down to where your skull, you know that, like where it hits on your neck and there's that disc?
Yes. Yes.
That right there is a chakra. That is blocked on you.
It's blocked?
It's blocked. And a lot of people it is. But with you, they want it to be open. They're bringing it to your attention because when you do your – do you meditate? Because I feel you do.
I try to, but I'm honestly not very good. But I try.
Nobody's good.
Yeah.
I'm not good. I can sit there for about 3 seconds, and I'm like, oh, my God, did I put those – did I get eggs at the store? You know, I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. We're going to go back to drop into the stillness, okay? When you drop into the stillness and concentrate on your breath. They said with you, the breath, just the breath. We don't have to get crazy with it or you'll hyperventilate. Just sink into the natural rhythm of your breath. Once you sink into the natural rhythm of your, I feel like I'm going to do light language. That's so awesome. I've never done that, but I'm not going to. Okay. Sink into the light language. Wow. You're going to be doing light language, by the way. This may be 3 or 4 years down the road, but you will. Okay. So sink back in, Irene. Drop back into the stillness and go envision that you're going right into the core, into the center of your body. Into the stillness, and when you do, envision, focus on that back area. That's a chakra. That is the mouth of God. That will open up your connection to spirit. It's closed. Okay. Make the intention, I want to open it, and however you do it, your team says, we don't care how you do it. What do you want to do? How do you want to open it? Do you want to envision you're coming up with a key, and you stick it in, and you unlock it? Or do you want to punch a code? She's so funny. She said, you're very electronic, and you like all that electronic stuff. She said, you could punch a code in and open that up. Once you open it up, it'll almost you may get a sensation of a headache. Opens up. Your connection with spirit will be, you'll start to hear. Do you hear spirit? Because they said you're very clairaudient.
Not that I can think of. I haven't really experienced that yet.
Okay. Are you just starting on this spiritual journey?
No, I've honestly been, I feel like I've been spiritual all my life, and I've always been into new age spiritual things, but I haven't really focused my energy to develop my abilities. So that's what I want to do for sure.
Okay, perfect. Because we feel like that you're a beginner, even though you've always been in spiritual. One thing they said is you're going to be clairaudient, which means you're going to hear spirit. So if you open up that back channel in the back of your neck and back of your head, and in my Jeffy will not leave me alone, and work with the animals, even out birds.
Okay.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say I want a cat. So that's so funny.
Yeah.
I've never had a cat, but I really want one.
So when you go to pick one, don't pick it by the way it looks. Pick it by the way it makes you feel. That will be the one for you. Go, the one that you're supposed to get will come up to you and won't leave you alone. It's not going to be the one that you envision in your mind that you think you're going to get. Because in your mind, you think you're going to get a certain one that looks a different way, a certain way. And they said it's not going to look anything like what you want. It's going to be the perfect. I want to go perfect. That's so funny. The perfect one. So now Jeffy left. So he said, our read is done. That's so funny.
Thank you so much.
That was a crazy read. You're welcome.
Yes.
So I hope you liked it.
Yes, I did. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
You have a good night now.
You too.
All right. We're going to push down to one more call. And I'm going to go right here. Area code 216, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
This is Desmond. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. The weather is about like 43, cloudy, and chilly, unfortunately. So that's what's going on.
Okay. Hi, did you say your name is Devin?
Desmond, with a S, Desmond.
Desmond, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm not even writing it. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to start your energy. Wow. When I get into your energy and your team is telling me, we love the way that you're very good at rolling with the changes, because you've always had to be that way, because your life has, you've always had to kind of, even as a little kid, they're throwing me way back into there where things didn't turn out the way you always thought they were going to, so you always had to readjust. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
You're very good at that. But there's a part of you now that you're like, oh my God, I just feel like it's so loose. I just feel like I don't have any stability in my life. And they said that's coming. It's coming. Just ask for it. Are you in a relationship? I'm not really feeling a relationship right now. Are you in a relationship?
No, I just have a friend, but not in a serious relationship.
Okay. Yeah, because we're going to say we're not really feeling a relationship, but they want me to tell you that this looseness is going to come to an end when you do become in a relationship, because we do see a relationship coming for you. And, wow, the person that's going to come in for you is really going to ground you and is really, I don't want to say he's going to set you straight, but this person that's going to come in going to give you direction. It's going to give you purpose. It's going to really ground you, and it's going to be the best part of, I don't want to say the best part of your life you've ever had. But it will be the best part of your life you've ever had up until this point. And then it's going to get better. We do see there's something about your father. And when I get into your father's energy, it pulls at my heart. There seems to be a little bit of disconnect with daddy. Did you and your father have a rocky relationship or something?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it was no connect for us. We never really went to a football game. And as far as growing up, strictly 9 to 5, and I'm like starseed trying to start my own business. So it's a conflict there. So.
You're going to be the daddy that you wanted, is what your team tells me. You're going to be a really good dad. Do you have children now? Because I don't know if you do or not. I see a little boy for you. Do you have a son or not?
No, a lot of God children.
Because we do see that you have a boy, and you do things with him. We also see a girl for you, too, and then another boy. So I hope you like kids. We see, but you're into it, man. And the person you're going to, the girl you're going to be with, she is so level-headed. Like, I don't want to say you're not level-headed, but she's really level-headed. And when you feel like you're out of sorts, buddy, she'll jerk your tail back into, and that's what you want. Like, I'm not saying she's so controlling, but this person makes you complete. This is what you want. You want a happy family, man. You want to have Thanksgiving. You want to have Christmas. You want to make your mark in this world with your children, don't you?
Yeah.
So there you go. It's going to happen. So you don't have to work out. There's something here you're worried about, finances.
Yes.
And what they're saying is just don't put the cart way before the horse. Don't think, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? And they said just take it one day at a time. And that's all you got to do, man. Just take it one day at a time. And then before you know it, it's so funny. I love it. Before you know it, you're going to be an old man sitting there and think, wow, I have beautiful children. I have beautiful grandchildren. I did it. And I don't even know how I did it. Did it with your intention. You did it with every day. You just try to do the best you can do. That's all you got to do, man. And it'll all work out. Somehow the pieces of the puzzle will just all fall into place. If that's what you want and that's your intention, when you do get married, it will be forever. You're not going to be one of these people that's going to get divorced and married five times.
All right, I don't want that.
No, it's going to stick. Now, of course, you know, all marriages, it's got its ups and downs. And if you ask every person that's been married 25 years, did I ever want a divorce? Of course, everybody does. Maybe not everybody, but, you know. We like it for you. You've put the intention out. You've made what you want. We do see three children for you. Take a few.
I guess they're gonna be already. Are they gonna be already there? Like already?
No, they're not. We don't feel like it. But it could be the way you feel about them. You see, you may not even if one is not yours, you're not gonna distinguish that in your head. It's gonna feel like yours.
Oh, okay.
So whatever it is, you're going to be the parent that you wanted somebody to be to parent you. Not that your parents were, you know, that bad, but there's things you wanted that you didn't get from your parents, and you're going to give them to your children.
Okay.
So you just keep doing what you're doing, and about the finances. Oh, one thing, too, about the finances, they said you're going to get a lucky break. I don't know if it's a job that comes open for you that's like a lucky break, or you're like, oh, my God, how did I get this? That's crazy. It's just something's going to fall into your lap. You're going to be at the right place at the right time. You're going to know somebody. You're going to know the connection. Something's going to happen, and it seems like – because are you worried about your finances or something?
Yeah, I'm worried about my finances, and I'm trying to, you know, start a small business, and I'm trying to start a holistic,
perfect,
you know, try to do Reiki. So it's just like trying to get, it's just scattered.
Yeah. So one thing they're saying is that this business, It doesn't feel like spiritual business. It feels like a job, kind of. Like, that is going to fall into your lap, so to speak. You're going to be at the right place at the right time, and these doors are going to open for you, and you're going to run with it. And when you do that, then your spiritual work will fall in behind you, so to speak.
You're right on track.
Quit second guessing yourself. You're right on track, okay? When you second guess yourself, you know what you do? You just slowing it down. That's all you're doing. You're slowing it down. So quit second guessing yourself. Why do you not feel worthy? You see? That's what's slowing you down. You are worthy. So if you can erase that fear, it'll happen quicker. Okay?
Okay. That's perfect. Yeah. Okay.
So good. I hope you enjoyed your read.
I did. I answered everything. Okay. Appreciate that. Love and light.
Perfect.
All right, my man. Well, you have a good night.
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All
Thanks.
Right. We are coming down to the end of the show. Remember, you guys can join us next Thursday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network for Sherry's World. And for you guys that are listening live, remember, punch down on that favorite button and like the page, and you'll get pre-show notifications every Thursday night when the show is running. So we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us here. It's been fun. There were some great reads. And remember, if you didn't get on the call tonight, you can always come back next Thursday night, or you can go over to Sherry's webpage, and that's psychicsherry.org, S-H-A-R-I.org. You can book a read right there on her landing page. So, awesome show, Sherry.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Remember, you guys, come see us next Thursday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.